Good morning. Thank you for calling the Office of the Treasurer. My name is Tariq. How can we be of assistance?
What's your name again? Sorry.
Tariq.
Tariq. Hello, Tariq.
Yes.
My name is Benny, and I'm calling from Israel on behalf of my father-in-law, who doesn't speak English very well, so I'm doing this. He received a letter from you regarding, well, it's wait a second, I'm driving, I'll stop for a second. Regarding a bank account he used to have in America many years ago, which was not used for a long time now, and apparently he got a letter with the case number, one second. Okay, the case number is
170-213-953.
Correct. And
okay.
It's, his name is Jacob Canary.
Okay, yeah, that was going to be my next question. Jacob, J-A-C-O-B?
Yes, and then K-A-N-A-R-I.
K-A-N-A-R-I?
Right, Jacob Canary.
Oh, okay, no problem. Just wanted to make sure I got that correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm assuming, obviously, since he has a claim number, he's already filed the claim.
No, it's not a claim number. It's a case number that appears at the end of a letter that he received from you guys. It's called Reabandoned Property, and it has this phone number on it. And, well, it's signed actually by Bank of America, but also by you. So I'm not sure. Well, this is a case number. It's not a claim number, as far as I know.
Okay. See, this is a little difficult because what it sounds like happened is that he apparently he still has money within an account there.
An account in Bank of America?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it sounds like he has money there. And what happens is, like, they're trying to, when money is left, I don't know how long he hasn't been with Bank of America, but I believe it's about 5 or 6 years, they have to turn it over to us. So
yeah.
I'm not really sure where he's at right now in that process. You might have to, and I do apologize for this, how long has it been?
I don't know. It's been quite a while. I mean, more than quite a while. He lived in America, like, I don't know, 30 or 40 years ago. And so it's a long time. It's more than 5 or 6 years, definitely. But if I understand correctly, he did speak to Bank of America, and they deferred him to you.
Okay,
but
like you said, if it's been a really long time, then more than likely we are in possession of the money. So the next step is that he'll have to file a claim. He would have, if he hasn't done so already, but it just sounds like he hasn't. And the next step is he'll have to file a claim, and there's paperwork that he'll need to submit and things of that nature. Unfortunately, I'm only the administrator, so I mean I can't give you all the exact information. But what I can do is I can get you to a claims representative that would be able to better at least assist you with this.
Let me ask you this. Are you able to see where the money is?
Unfortunately, no. Me personally, no. I personally can't. I personally can't.
Oh, you personally don't have the qualifications, sort of, or the authority, right?
Yeah, I don't have the access that is required for that. But
claim representative will be able to give me that information.
They should be able to. Honestly, like, I mean, it's just a matter of this is difficult because there isn't a claim. I don't want to give you the incorrect information. So how about this, Benny? How about I just get you over to one of our analysts who are actually better versed in this type of thing, so they can give you all the proper information. Because I definitely don't want to provide you with the wrong info.
That would be great, but can you also give me their phone number so I don't have to call you again, you know, so if for some reason the line breaks or something like that. Yeah. So
I was gonna ask you the same thing. If the number that you're calling, is it an Israeli number, or are you calling from an American number?
I am calling from an Israeli number, meaning it's got a prefix of 972.
Oh yeah, I don't know if we can make. So yeah, so the number
to dial if you reach me, it's +972 54 972 54 80 400 400
So I have plus. Okay, it's 40040.
Yes.
400. Okay, so let me just read back that full number to you to make sure that I have everything correct. So +972 54 80 400 40
Yep, that's correct.
Okay. Okay. So the number that you're going to be getting is going to be 860.
One second. Just a second, please.
Uh-huh,
I can write it down.
No
again,
problem.
The number.
No
the
problem.
Number will be 8. Okay, go.
860.
Yeah.
860-702-3258. And you'll be speaking to a young lady by the name of Denise.
Let me repeat that. That's 860-702-3258. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And her name is Denise.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'm going to transfer. Uh-huh.
You're going to try and transfer me. Okay. Thank you very much. You've been a great help.
No. What? You're about to say something. Please, I don't want you to think I'm trying to get rid of you. Are you about to say
something? No. I was going to ask you, should I wait for a call or are you going to transfer me? That's all.
Oh, no. I'm going to transfer you. I'm going to transfer you right now. Because I'm not really sure how it works with calling international. So let me just transfer you right now, okay?
Very well. Thank you very much, sir, and have a great day.
Same to you, Ben.
Hello, you have reached Denise Cintron from the Office of the State Treasurer Unclaimed Property Division. At the moment, I'm either away from my desk or assisting another caller. Please leave your name and number in a brief message, and I'll return the call as soon as possible. Thank you, and have a great day. Hola, usted se ha comunicado con Denise Cintron de la Oficina de la